This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14th of July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather in Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Ain Lut remains hot and dry. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. completes a five-hour wave of strikes targeting Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping, according to I-24 News. One crew member died, and eight others were injured after an overnight Iranian cruise missile attack targeted UAE oil tankers transiting the Strait of Hormuz. Also, earlier today, according to JNS, the IDF strike killed a Hamas naval commander in Gaza City. In a separate strike in northern Gaza, the IDF eliminated three armed Hamas terrorists. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the U.S. deployed autonomous suicide boats in combat for the first time in an Iran strike. Three long-range Corsair unmanned vessels struck a naval facility at Bandar Abbas, targeting Iran's naval capabilities. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew states that the IDF eliminated the commander of Hamas maritime unit, Osama Naim Hamdi Shamalek, and three other militants. Shamalek was working to rebuild the maritime force and promote terror plots. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Pence denounced antisemitism after an arson attack allegedly targeted an Israeli flag in his hometown of Zionsville, Indiana. The fire caused $150,000 in damage to a historic home. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that U.S. President Donald Trump has sent Congress formal notification that hostilities against Iran resumed on July 7th. This letter is seen by his administration as opening a new 60-day window to use the military in the region without congressional approval. Arsen Ostrovsky wrote on X just now that Australia is a better and more decent country because of people like Josh Frydenberg. He praises Frydenberg's courage and commitment to public service, expressing anticipation for his memoir, A Grateful Son. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center issued an advisory for ships near Yemen. This follows a report of a vessel approached by six small boats, leading the security team to fire warning shots. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. military actions, I-24 News highlights that the strikes aim to curb Iran's threat to commercial vessels in the vital Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian attack on UAE oil tankers underscores the ongoing tensions in the region. The impact on global oil prices and shipping security remains a significant concern. Turning to the situation in Gaza, JNS reports the targeted killing of a Hamas naval commander marks a critical blow to Hamas's military capabilities. The IDF's precision strikes aim to weaken Hamas's operational strength amid ongoing conflicts. Civilians in Gaza face increased instability as these military actions continue. Meanwhile, the deployment of autonomous suicide boats by the U.S., as reported by Ynet, marks a new chapter in military technology usage. These unmanned vessels enhance strategic reach and reduce human risk in volatile zones. This development may influence future naval warfare strategies in the region. Separately from Israel Hayom, the elimination of Hamas's maritime commander signifies a targeted effort to dismantle Hamas's strategic plans. The operation highlights Israel's focus on disrupting terror networks and preventing future attacks. This action may temporarily limit Hamas's operational capabilities. And finally, the arson attack in Indiana, as reported by the Times of Israel, adds to the growing concerns over anti-Semitism globally. Pence's denunciation and the local community's response highlight the need for continued vigilance and solidarity against hate crimes. This incident has united diverse communities in a stand against intolerance. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Wiz billionaires are emerging as bidders for Herzliya Medical after the Teshuvah deal hit a regulatory wall. Preliminary talks are underway following the expiration of Yitzhak Tshuva's exclusivity with the Ministry of Health's stipulations in play. Separately, Israel Hayom Business mentions that Victory, a marketing chain, is increasing its fuel discount offerings. They are selling fuel cards worth 250 shekels for 232.9 shekels, reflecting a price of 18 shekels per liter. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Syngenta is partnering with Israeli agtech firm Groundwork BioAg on a soil carbon program. The collaboration aims to combine crop technology with a carbon credit initiative, initially targeting crops like corn, soy, and cereals. That's your Israel 18 news update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.